With us right now, Mavericks defensive coordinator Trent Matthews. Trent, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man.
Last Saturday, the fourth quarter was rough. Jaden Johansson came up with a big game. Jeremiah Bridges had a phenomenal game catching the football for them. I tell you, your defense certainly faced a really potent passing combination with those two in a game that unfortunately got away from you guys in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we just got to do a better job communicating. We beat ourselves. We did a good job. We had a good cohesiveness with our coaching staff defensively. We were prepared. We had the game all three quarters. I just think right now we just got to get our conditioning right, especially in those types of games, and can't be mentally tired. And that's what hurt us. We did not communicate, and we got mentally tired. So we got to fix those two things.
And, look, it's a team that came in with a really talented quarterback in Jaden Johansson, both Eastman and Bridges, two really good receivers. And you knew going in that was going to be a real test for your secondary, test for your defense. Certainly an upgrade over what you saw when you faced William Jewell.
Yeah, they do a good job. They got a good coaching staff, really good players. We just, like I said before, we just got to do a better job of communicating in those types of situations. Even if we get, you know, multiple series like that and multiple stops, because it doesn't matter. I told our defense when we came in that Sunday, it doesn't matter if we stop them all day and get all quarters. At the end of the day, you got to stop them. So we didn't do that in that four. I thought we can build on that game because we did a lot of great things.
I know the one thing that had to be a bit troubling for you after you had the 7-sack game against William Jewell was just the 1 sack. Hudson Metcalf came up with the big play on the sack. He also had an interception. He played really well. We'll talk more about him in a moment. But just to have generate only the 1 sack against Black Hills State, that certainly didn't help out South Dakota Mines, excuse me. That didn't help out the back end of your defense, not putting more pressure on him.
I think we put pressure on him. I think that coaching staff and they did a good job of getting the ball out early. But we just gotta stay in coverage. And there were times where we should have had sacks, but like I said, it all came to that mental toughness and physical toughness. When you go through multiple series like that throughout the game, every time, multiple series, and it's fourth quarter, we got to be able to have that extra gear. So I think if we I'm glad we got that test. Now we know we got to see what we need to fix. We did it this week, and we're being positive, and we're ready to go. So,
Mavericks defensive coordinator Trent Matthews with us on the team. I referenced Hudson Metcalf, Trent, who had a really good game, had the sack, also had an interception for you, a young man that coming in there at that outside linebacker spot that I thought played really well for you this last Saturday against the Hard Rockers.
Yeah, he did, man. He's a selfless player. He does everything Coach Broaden asks. He does everything what I ask. He had a good week of practice last week. He had a good week of practice this week. Now we're looking for him to be consistent and do it again. Now it's the consistency part. As long as we do that at all 11 of us, we'll be fine and win this game. But just got to be one play at a time.
And a guy that is always really consistent, COC Finau, your outstanding inside linebacker, 10 tackles. He had 3 solo tackles, 7 assisted tackles. Finau played really well. Kind of talk about what it's like to have an experienced guy like that anchoring the inside of your defense, Trent.
It's good, man. He's the glue. He makes me right. Anytime I'm in a situation where things might get sticky, he makes sure we're all 11 of us are patient, and we get the back end right, the front end right. He's the glue and make sure everything is sound defensively. Or if we see something that we haven't seen, we make sure he's the one that's speaking, and he does that day in, day out. So he's like that at practice. He's like that in games. He's a seasonal linebacker. He's played the game. He's been in these games. So I'm very appreciative, and I'm blessed to have him playing for me.
Trent Matthews, Colorado Mesa defensive coordinator with us on the team. Now it's Black Hills State. They're off to a 3-0 start, and they're coming off that road win at Chadron State, a place where they got woodshedded last year. So they bounce back this year with a very impressive win at Chadron State. They currently have the third best offense in terms of total offense in the conference right now. Aiden Willard, their quarterback, had a really good game against Shadron State so far this season. He's thrown 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, has 680 yards passing. Kind of take me through what you're seeing on film of the Yellow Jackets passing attack guided by Aiden Willard, their quarterback.
Well, I got to give it to the coaches. The head coach is the O-line guy. The offensive coordinator is the O-line guy. So they do a good job with their scheme and what they run offensively. They're consistent and they're really coached well. So what we have to do is be gap sound, do a know our alignment, assignment, technique, and key, and do that consistently. They do have good receivers, good quarterback. They just a good offense, balanced, and pretty sound. We just, like I said before, we just got to be – we had a good week of practice. We've seen the looks that we need to see. And right now, we just got to be prepared for anything. And they I've looked at their track record. They built a program. So we just can't – we can't go in there expecting just the what we see. We got to expect the unexpected. Is their homecoming? So we made sure that we got these guys, you know, turned up and excited to go play a game. And that's what we like to do anyway.
Trent Matthews, defensive coordinator for CMU, joining us on the team. Mavericks right now the overall number one defense in the RMAC. And when you look at the rushing attack for Black Hills State, what do you see on film of that? It seems like the passing game has been probably the more the strength of their offense, Trent, but they do have a really good complement when it comes to their running game.
And that's what we got to do. Anytime, it doesn't matter who we're playing, we always got to stop the run. If we do that and be consistent and make them pass and keep everything in front, we'll be fine. But what hurts us defensively is when we hurt ourselves. We got to overly communicate and make sure we sound. Long as we do that, we'll be fine. We just got to keep building on that. Keep taking pride in what we do well and fix the little things. That's important this week.